Heathrow and Manchester airports are all having issues. A US court has heard salacious details from a porn star in Donald Trump's hush money trial, which his lawyers say were designed to inflame the jury. The former US president denies falsifying business records to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels so she'd stay quiet before the 2016 election. But she's described the businessman being dressed in pajamas when they met in his hotel suite a decade earlier and used other unflattering terms. Our US correspondent James Matthews says Mr. Trump's lawyers called for a mistrial,
saying that Stormy Daniels had gone too far in her evidence, that much of it was irrelevant. The judge listened to those arguments, but he rejected it.
Senior Conservative MPs are calling for tougher action on China, despite the country denying it's behind a cyber attack on the Ministry of Defence. More than a quarter of a million service personnel may be affected by the hack on a payroll system. The Defence Secretary's updated the House of Commons, but wouldn't confirm Beijing's involvement.
I can confirm to the House that we do have indications that this was the suspected work of a malign actor, and we cannot rule out state involvement.
Israeli troops have seized control of Gaza's Rafah border crossing with Egypt. But the White House says it's been told it's only a limited operation and not a full invasion. A shooting at Drake's mansion in Toronto has left a security guard injured. He was standing outside the property's gates in the early hours when it happened and is now recovering in hospital. And Nottingham Forest have lost their appeal against a four-point deduction for breaching Premier League financial rules. It means they stay 17th in the table, 3 points above the relegation zone with two matches of the season left. That's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
It most certainly is. Hello, how the heck are you? Has your Tuesday treated you well? Have you been thoroughly delighted that we might finally have got some fabulous weather today? I may have been going a bit overboard with fabulous, but it hit quite literal highs of 18 degrees where I was today. What better to start the show that goes like this with than a weather report? Fantastic. That was in the Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas, of course. Anywhere that can pick up phoenixfm.com had good weather today. Hopefully you did as well. Hopefully it's still sunny in your heart while you've tuned in on these airwaves for the show that goes like this. Lots to look forward to tonight as ever. Some fantastic music, some ridiculous holidays. We'll have celebrity birthdays a bit later on. Our roving reporter Scott Fish has been out and about in central London as well. We'll speak to him in about 30 minutes time. Prediction Master is gloating after one of his tougher predictions came to pass. We'll tell you all about that in due course. And there is an intense debate on the Twitterverse that you can get involved in as well at Bensim Radio if you want a sneak preview. So much to look forward to. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 FM, Brentwood, Billericay, phoenixfm.com, anywhere else, available on smart speaker and on Mixcloud as well. So lots of ways you can be here. Glad to have your company. Glad to have you tuning in this fabulous Tuesday night. 10 till midnight with you for a couple of hours. No need to go anywhere else. And you can get involved or you can just listen and let it all wash over you. Thanks to everybody that's made track suggestions on social media in the run-up to the show. Very grateful as ever that you did just that. Quite a lot of Fenno Phoenix presenters have got involved tonight as well. So thanks, guys. Loving the support. Enjoying that. So, what's going on today? Well, musically, we're celebrating an historical event which occurred last weekend. It's related to some of the gloating I was talking about earlier. But, yes, Max Verstappen did not win the Miami Grand Prix in Formula One, did he? It was won for the first time by a man who's raced in over 100 Grand Prix and never won until last weekend, Mr. Lando Norris. Huge congratulations to you. We're not dedicating the whole show to Formula One, but musically, we're playing tracks that link and celebrate that victory. Tracks with the word win in them, with the word first in them, with the word won, with the word once, maybe. You know, they all just celebrate Lando's win. So congratulations to him. And therefore, I'm sure it won't be the last time he'll win a Grand Prix. And thanks to Nigel Fitzmaurice, this track is appropriate to open the show. Of course, it's great when fellow Phoenix presenters suggest music for your show. Very grateful to Nigel. Appropriate for Lando and McLaren. This is the Bee Gees.
FM.
Bee Gees, and You Win Again, getting us going musically for tonight's show. Why the heck was that appropriate? If you joined us late, we're celebrating musically Lando Norris's maiden Formula One victory at the Miami Grand Prix over the weekend. Huge congratulations to him. What a fantastic feeling. You could see how emotional he was with how he reacted straight away as soon as realizing he was victorious. Wonderful stuff. So, yes, lots of ridiculous holidays occur today, this week and this month. I'll be telling you about those in due course, and loads of ridiculous stuff coming out throughout the show as well. Remember, if you want to drop me a message in any way whatsoever, it's Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, the places on your social media where you can drop me a line. Many people already have, and many people have already got some early votes in, which I'm excited about. On the hotly contested poll, tonight's intense debate on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio will give you a sneak peek at what it's all about before I tell you in about 45 minutes' time. So, yes, I'm excited to hear from Scott Fish today. If you've listened in recent weeks, you'll know he's our roving reporter who gets into all kinds of scrapes, not always reliable but always entertaining, and he'll be back at around about 10:30 as well. And yeah, prediction master, as I said at the top of the show, very much gloating this week, but you know, it won't be long until he gets one wrong, I'm sure. Anyway, let's have another track and then we'll really get into the nitty-gritty of tonight's show. It's already 11 minutes past 10. Let's not waste a second more. Thanks to Nick Field, another Phoenix alumni. Is that the right term? Colleague? Alumni just sounds better. Anyway, here's Hot Chocolate. Cheers, Nick. You do to me.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Hot Chocolate, of course. Fantastic stuff. Loving your appropriate suggestions to celebrate Lando's win at the Formula One Grand Prix last weekend. That's what we're doing musically. I'm not going to keep mentioning it. If you weren't here at the start, if you've just joined and you don't know what I'm talking about, unlucky. Right, so what's going on in the world of ridiculously named holidays today, this week, this month? Well, yes, there are some good ones and some weird ones, some worthy ones and some ludicrous ones, as ever. So first of all, today on the 7th of May, from 0001 last night until midnight tonight, just as I leave you, it is National Teacher Day. Celebrate your teachers. Some of them you may not like, some of them you may like very much, but celebrate them. Without them, you wouldn't be able to learn. Quite literally, you'd just be 30 people sat in a room wondering what the heck to do. So yes, National Teacher Day, fabulous. It's also on the 7th of May, National Tourism Day. And yes, maybe you should go around and do something touristy. Go to one of those popular attractions that you live so close to you never think of going to. I'm a bit like that. I did all those London landmarks when I was a kid, and there's loads I haven't been to lately. Quite a few I think it would be worth going on. Do you know, and I'm ashamed to admit this when you think how long ago it opened, I've never been on the London Eye. Unbelievable, never been there. I had a message from Ellie from Beckles saying, didn't alumnus mean someone that went to the same school? Which is strictly true, so thanks for that, Ellie. But if you look at the definition available online, it says a graduate or former student of a particular school is an alumnus, and the plural is alumni, of course. Particular school, college or university, however, can also mean a former member of a group, company or organisation. So obviously, Nick Field is still with Phoenix FM. Had he left, I could call him an alumnus or one of the alumni of Phoenix FM and get away with it. According to Wikipedia, alumni are former students or graduates of a school, college or university. The feminine plural alumni is sometimes used for groups of women, and alums or alums as gender-neutral alternatives. The word comes from Latin meaning nurslings, pupils or foster children, derived from alere, A-L-E-R-E, to nourish. There you go, you learn things on the show that goes like this within the first 20 minutes. Fabulous. I was halfway through Ridiculous Holidays and got distracted, but thank you for sending that in. See, you send something in to me, you will get a shout out on the airways if it's worthy. Fabulous. Yes, now, we've had great days, Teacher Day, Tourism Day, fabulous. But all week this week, very excitingly, because we're still basically at the beginning of the week, it is National Herb Week. Time to watch movies like Herbie Rides Again, listen to the music of Herb Alpert. No, of course, I'm talking about things that grow, plants, herbs. Okay, it is National Herb Week. Maybe we'll delve into the wonderful world of herbs a bit later in the show. I know many of you will be thrilled to hear those words. But now, when we talk about ridiculous holidays, bear in mind this goes on for a month. And we're basically at the beginning of May. We've still got 3 weeks to enjoy National Asparagus Month. And if you thought that deserved a silly fanfare, wait for this one. This next one is a genuine one. Ah, KFC, Nando's, and other places that serve a lot of chicken probably will not agree with this, or maybe they do in a weird kind of way, but genuinely, all throughout May, I haven't made this up, is International Respect for Chickens Month. I'm sorry, I am sorry to have to tell you that. International Respect for Chickens Month? What? It's like someone just went, oh, we need something stupid, what should we do? Yeah, let's do that, we'll go with it. International Respect for Chickens Month. It goes on for 30 days. Oh, 31 maybe. Unbelievable. I can't really dwell on it. It's just going to upset me too much. I'm genuinely sorry. Okay, let's get more music on before the rage takes over. Thanks so much to Paul Saunders and Keith Woodcock, independently of each other, suggested this next track, so we'll get it on for you. We've had hot chocolate already. We can have hot chocolate again. This is So You Win Again.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hot chocolate for the second time in a row, so you win again. Fantastic stuff. Right. Well, somehow it's 25 past 10 already. I don't understand how the time can go that fast. It's quite frankly ludicrous. We will be speaking to our roving reporter in about 5 minutes' time, which is very exciting. Now, I did say at the top of the show it's National Tourism Day today. Just while this next track is on, I want you to think of where tourists are likely to visit in London. Which places are they likely to go to? And the big question is, has Scott Fish managed to get himself to any of those places? Stay tuned just for 5 minutes or so if you want to find out, because he'll be on at 10:30. Very excited for Scott to be here. And before that, we need another track, and therefore we need a track that has instances of winning or being first or doing well in it. So therefore, this track has the word first in its title, so it's very appropriate. We're going to slow things down. Here's Roberta Flack.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark. Your face,
FM.
What a beautiful track. If that doesn't get you in the mood for Scott Fish, nothing will.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, once again, he's on the end of the phone line, reliable as ever. I'm delighted to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben. How the devil are you?
I'm very well, Scott. How the devil are you?
Well, I'm out and about and enjoying myself totally with the people of London.
That's what we like to hear. Now, of course, we've got you roving on the subject of tourism today, and where better than to find tourists than some of London's hottest tourist attractions. So, one, what the heck kind of exciting tourist attractions can you tell us about, and what have you found out about tourists there?
Goodness me, I have been all over central London. So we started out at Madame Tussauds. Other waxwork museums are available. Wait, no, they're not.
Not in central London, really.
No, just that one waxwork museum. I moved on to Buckingham Palace.
Fabulous.
Which you may know as the residence of the monarchy.
Yes.
The English monarchy, that is. And then I went to the London Eye, which is not a real eye, it turns out. So that was quite unbelievable. And I finished off at the Shard.
Lovely stuff. Well, you've certainly had a fun-filled, exciting day, I'm sure. But
I have made good use of the Phoenix FM London travel card, I'll tell you that.
You finally got your hands on one this week. You've done well.
Well, if you will leave your wallet lying around.
Yeah, of course. So, all right, well, that's quite exciting. You've been to Madame Tussauds, Buckingham Palace, the London Eye, and the other places, you said.
The Shard, yes.
The Shard, that was it, yeah. What can you tell us, firstly, then, about Madame Tussauds? Obviously, very popular tourist destination. Have you got any facts and stats for us about tourists there?
Absolutely. So, Madame Tussauds, obviously a French lady.
Yeah.
And she decided to start a waxwork museum, which I thought was great. I went along to sort of speak to some of the tourists right there.
Yeah.
And the queue, it's a very popular attraction. I think it's number two or three in London. And there was a queue that was over 2 hours long.
Wow.
That's just on a normal weekday. You know, it's not a school holiday, just a normal weekday and a massive queue. And so I went up and down the queue interviewing the people there to see what sort of tourists we had in London coming to see Madame Tussauds on a morning.
I'd be interested to know the nationalities of the tourists. Was there one kind of more frequently occurring tourist nationality than others? Was it a lovely mix of people from other nations visiting our country?
It was a cosmopolitan melting pot.
Right.
Although I will say there were quite a lot of Americans there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It sounds stereotypical to say, Ben, and I won't say it's all of them, but a lot of them were quite loud and a little bit annoying. That's not my words, that's the words of all the other Americans in the queue. They all got quite angry at each other, really.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a few fights. I jumped in to try and stop them, and I was asked to leave Madame Tussauds, but in the meantime I'd had a really nice sort of half hour or so talking to some of them. There were a couple of French people who had gone there thinking that Madame Tussauds was a cafe.
Right, yeah.
But they were wrong, as it turns out.
Of course.
Because, as I said, it is a waxwork museum. And I was perhaps most excited to find a Kazakhstanian in the queue. And,
right.
They said, do you know the way to King's Cross Station? So I pointed them just down the Euston Road and they got home absolutely fine.
Well, that's lovely that you're providing that service. Did all the tourists, were they looking forward to a particular waxwork above all the others? I mean, who's the most popular waxwork currently situated in Madame Tussauds?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, obviously, I think There was one that really did it. It wouldn't have been my first choice.
Right.
Taylor Swift was incredibly, they were all very excited about the Taylor Swift wax work.
Of course.
Apparently, the attention to detail there, they'd measured Taylor Swift really meticulously. And
well, you'd expect
That would be a good job for anybody to have, I think.
Yeah, let's not dwell on that in these modern times, Scott, but let's then...
Dwelling on the jobs that are available in London tourist attractions, well, it's part of my brief there, Ben, you know.
No, of course, I'm not saying anything other than let's move on. So you then went to Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
Now, I say recently, I mean sort of probably started about 10 years ago, didn't it? They actually opened the doors to Buckingham Palace. Certain areas are now, you know...
That's right, so the queue there was 2.5 hours. So a little bit longer than Madame Tussauds.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And people were very excited about seeing the king, but it turns out he wasn't at home today, so...
Ah, that's a shame.
There was quite a lot of angry Americans in the queue really started fighting with a lot of the other Americans.
Right, yeah, well, thank goodness you were there to prevent any further disasters.
Although one of the most surprising ones, there was a Botswanan lady there who was thoroughly lovely and let me have a couple of her sweets from the bag that she'd brought with her. So
oh, nice. Were this original?
No.
Okay, that's fine. So, you didn't get to go inside Buckingham Palace or see any amazing royal artifacts, heirlooms, artwork?
I mean, by the time I'd queued up for it, I'd very much run out of my allotted time at Buckingham Palace. So,
right,
but
yeah.
I have to say, the layout and the sort of artwork they have around the queue area is really quite first rate.
Okay, fabulous. Well, let's just because I'm aware that we never have too long to spend with you roving in a two-hourly show that goes like this, let's move on to the London Eye. Of course, everybody knows it's basically a giant Ferris wheel, but just
It's a giant Ferris wheel, and it's a very, very giant Ferris wheel, I'll say that.
Yeah, but how excited were the tourists around the London Eye in that area?
Ben, it was fever pitch, it really was.
Wow.
There was a three-hour queue at the London Eye, and everyone in the queue was very excited about getting to see London from up on high.
Yeah.
So we were well into the afternoon here. The sun was shining. People were really excited about it. And no one was more excited than the man who checks the pods as they come down for people for things that they'd left in there.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, surely you get to see them use it every time. He said, no, I've never actually been up there. I've always got to check it when it comes down to the bottom, so...
Well, he's some sort of lost property representative. Does he not return it?
No, he never gets to go up there. Apparently, he's worked there for 11 years, never once been up to the top.
That would be an interesting thing to find out while you were roving, if staff who work on the London Eye get allowed journeys on it a set amount of times a year or something.
That, to be fair, is probably one of the most interesting things I could have found out, yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't this time, did you?
No, I didn't.
So, we found...
I was just really talking to the Americans in the queue and how excited they were about seeing London from up high.
Yeah.
Turns out a lot of them weren't that excited and were spoiling for a fight.
I'm noticing a theme that developed in a lot of the places you went to today. You seem to have been getting into close altercations with Americans.
There was a terribly charming Uruguayan chap there, though, who gave me a slice of his quiche, which I thought was generous.
That's lovely. So you got Botswana and sweets and Uruguayan quiche. You've had an eclectic diet today, at least, haven't you?
Yeah, a melting pot of food. Although that would probably be more like a fondue, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. Well, that possibly leads us on to your final venue, the Shard, which obviously has some fantastic restaurants in it. Did you
Exactly, and, the restaurants and the viewing platform up at the top. The queue for that was only 7 minutes, so I got to spend a lot of time up there. And, I found something out today while roving, something that I'd never really learned before.
Right.
So I suffer quite badly from vertigo, so...
oh, and you never knew.
Yeah, I've just got out of hospital. I was in there for a couple of hours, actually.
Right, that's unfortunate, yeah.
I was very, very ill.
Okay.
It turns out Turns out, if you're sick from the viewing platform, it will go all the way down to the streets of London as well, so...
Yeah, that's not something nice for the tourists, but...
So a lot of Americans got covered in it, and they were quite angry and wanted to fight me, but...
Although, how could they have possibly known it came from you sort of many, many yards above? You know, at least you've got anonymity when you get to the ground level.
Yeah, I mean, they did all run up there to try and find me, but they were definitely out of breath by the time they'd run up all those stairs.
Well, your plan worked well then, sort of getting away from out-of-breath people.
I think it was just exciting to spend a day among some of London's biggest landmarks and meeting the cosmopolitan world, a global world of tourism, and just how excited those tourists were. And I feel like I've learned a lot, and I've also lost a bit of weight.
Well, well said, Scott Fish. Just before we let you go, I think you've done some successful roving. I'd just like to know, four major sites within London you visited then, Madame Tussauds, Buckingham Palace, the London Eye and the Shard. If you were a tourist in London for the day, I mean, obviously you've got to allow for this horrendous queuing time that I wasn't really aware of.
Yeah,
but,
the queuing is a serious issue, I think.
Yeah. No, I'm just wondering how much that would cost an average person to go to those places, you know, in a day.
Yeah, so Madame Tussauds for a normal adult ticket is about £30.
Right.
Buckingham Palace for a normal adult ticket is about £35.
Right.
The London Eye is about £40. And the Shard is about £170, although I may... there may have been an administrative cock-up with that.
All right, well, that adds to just around about £295, if my maths is right. So, it's, you know, being a tourist in London is going to set you back a bit.
It's not cheap, Ben, and if you're American, expect to fight.
Yeah, well, some great roving from you there, Scott. Thank you so much.
And my pleasure, as always. I like to give satisfaction, and I like to think I've satisfied you tonight.
Well... what better time to finish this conversation than with those words, Scott Fish? Carry on roving. We'll enjoy speaking to you next week. Bye for now.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Chiffons with One Fine Day. That was suggested by Sue Burton. Thanks for that. I never attributed the track, but before, a little while ago, before Scott Fish, the first time ever I saw your face from Roberta Flack was suggested by Denise Hare as well. Thank you to everybody that suggested music for tonight's show on social media in the run-up to it. Thanks as well to Scott Fish once again for his excellent roving around the tourist attractions of London. Some hard-hitting journalism there, I'm sure you'll agree, as ever. Well, the great music is keeping on coming. We've still got to fit in celebrity birthdays, Prediction Master, and news of the intense debate on the Twitterverse. I will play one more track and then I'll tell you about that. And so, therefore, let's get more music on almost straight away. Thanks to Graham Long. It's time for classic ABBA.
I don't wanna talk about the things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small. Beside the victory, that's her destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it makes sense. It feels the same when she calls your name. Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
ABBA and the Winner Takes It All, of course. And a slight nod to the fact that Eurovision is happening this weekend. I think semi-finals have been on TV the last couple of nights, haven't they? But yeah, good luck to Ollie Alexander representing the UK in Malmo on Saturday. So sure to be a fantastic occasion. So much more great music to feature throughout the rest of the show. We're going to hear from the likes of U2, Ariana Grande, Queen, Rod Stewart, Kylie, Bananarama, Bob Marley, Flo Rida, and the Spice Girls. A couple of tracks I'm holding back. There's an excellent one to finish with that you can't fail to enjoy. Remember, all the music tonight inspired by Lando Norris's first Formula One Grand Prix victory in Miami last weekend. Huge congratulations to him. So all the tracks relate to winning, doing well, having the number one in them, or the word one, or the word once, or a variety of sorts. So therefore deemed appropriate by me. Yes, lots of great music still to come. Celebrity birthdays still to come. Although I would now like to talk to you about tonight's intense debate. That was intense. It's not that intense. Although I do like to have a debate raging on the Twitterverse while the show is on the air. That means you can only vote for around about an hour. But I am asking, because we talked about tourism and hotspots in London, this isn't a place that Scott Fish visited, certainly none of these places, but I am asking, which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Just between those three, which do you think is better? Which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? You've got an hour to vote. It's on Twitter, only available on the profile at Bensim Radio, all one word, BENSIMRADIO, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Have a look for it, have a search. Obviously, you've got it saved in your phone for quick link, accessing. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Brilliant. Access would have been better. I don't know why I suddenly had a grammatical nightmare. But anyway, which tower is better? The Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Get your votes cast. Also, get yourself on Twitter. Give that post a repost, a retweet. More people will see it. More people will get involved. Even more votes will fly in. Thanks so much to the many people who voted already. Exciting developments. Which tower is better, then? We will find out in a tourist way. Do they prefer the Eiffel Tower, the Tower of London, or Blackpool Tower? Over to you, lovely voters. Now, over to Stuart James with his musical choice of U2 and One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one life, when it's one need in the night.
One, but we're not the same. We get to carry on.
From you too, fantastic. It's almost an hour into the show and we haven't talked about celebrity birthdays. Should we enjoy them? I think we should. Let's enjoy them now. 7th of May, who is celebrating today? Well, former Big Brother winner, TV presenter Kate Lawler is 44 today. Boxer Tommy Fury is 25 today. Arctic Monkeys drummer Matt Helders is 38 today. Comedian Morgana Robinson is celebrating, she's 42. And Aston Villa midfielder Youri Tielemans is 27 today. And children's author Michael Rosen is 78. Those are your celebrity birthdays. As ever, of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. There are so many people I'm in contact with on social media who celebrate birthdays every single day. I can't possibly wish every one of you a happy birthday every single day.